FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Data breaches are costing South African organizations more and more money. That's according to PricewaterhouseCoopers' Digital Trust survey into the year ahead. The findings assess the cybersecurity landscape across the globe. Newswatch's Tamasha Khanyi reports.
PwC's report reviewed over 4,000 companies worldwide between May and July this year. The study included 94 South African firms. Its research revealed that cyber attacks in our country have cost businesses between 18 and 362 million rand over the past 3 years. It also found less than half the South African companies surveyed are concerned about cloud-related threats and their financial impact. Only 29% of the local businesses are expected to increase their cybersecurity budgets next year. In June, a cyber attack on the National Health Laboratory Services caused major backlogs and processing delays at public health facilities. Researchers say PwC's study shows the growing need for robust security measures. Tamasha Khanyi, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The spate of deadly foodborne illnesses has been declared a national disaster. The decision by the National Disaster Management Center comes after several food poisoning cases across the country. At least 22 children have died from foodborne illnesses since September, with KZN and Gauteng among those provinces hard hit. Briefing the media earlier, Justice Minister Thembisi Malani urged municipalities, businesses and communities to adhere to food safety laws.
In various provinces, municipalities, metros have already started in putting their teams and systems in place to ensure that the application process, but also the compliance with food to with relations to food safety legislations are being adhered to. We recommend that the national executives, the respective provincial executive, and the respective municipal council implement the multi-sectoral relief and rehabilitation plan to deal with the effect of the disaster.
Experts have welcomed changes to South Africa's history school curriculum. It will now include pre-colonial history for grades 10 to 12. The changes aim to help students think critically, understand their heritage, and become informed global citizens. And hundreds of migrants are headed for the U.S.-Mexico border to try and get in before President-elect Donald Trump takes office in January. A group of over 1,000 people set out on foot from Tapachula yesterday, walking over 2,600 kilometers. During his election campaign, Trump said he'd declare a national emergency on border security and use the U.S. military to carry out mass deportations of undocumented migrants. Authorities estimate that 11 million people are living in the U.S. illegally. The top story this hour, data breaches are costing South African organizations more and more money. And that's according to PricewaterhouseCoopers, which did a survey into cybersecurity. More news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.